Hello and welcome to MGP 555. I'm Sheepdog and it's another episode of Just Me and Pab. Say hello, Pabby.
Hello.
Hello.
555.
Well, that was right, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's just...
I mean, I know I said it like the time of day, but what was going through my head was, I know Kev can't say his numbers, so I'm wondering whether he was worried about sounding like a farmer, like when he used to say three. He can't say three properly. Maybe he would have been like 5, 5, 5.
He would have said that probably, yeah.
He would have. And he'd have been chewing on some corn while he said it, no doubt. How's your week been? I feel like we only did this yesterday.
That's flown by.
That's flown by. I'm a little bit thrown.
All right. I'm not going to lie, Sheepdog. These new recording days that we do kind of froze me because the listeners hear this on a Saturday and it feels very strange for me that we don't record so close to the published date anymore. It just feels like it's
I do think to myself, like on Saturdays now, they're going to be going, they haven't once mentioned the zombie outbreak, they haven't once mentioned the giant event that happened yesterday. Like, so why are they, you know,
like, I'm sure, was it last week that we mentioned about Helldivers 2 having the mandatory signing to a PSN account? I'm sure that was last week.
Yeah, that was
day after that was recorded. They reversed that decision. So before it was even published, it's
we
already
like
wrong.
A right pair of fools then, did we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we get any responses to people? Were people
I
like,
don't know.
Oh,
I don't
Pab.
Think so. You tell me. I don't think so. I don't think anyone's that bothered about it. I mean,
it used to be factually incorrect at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yes. And like I say, we at the time of recording, we were correct. It's just, let's say, it's how it goes sometimes. We recorded such in advance that it's going to happen from time to time. We're going to say things that may be reversed or changed or you know, factually incorrect because of new information that comes out after we've recorded. Is what it is.
I mean, that could happen even if we did record on a Friday. I don't think it really matters that it's the day of the week, does it? They could have a dodgy weekend and change their minds.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How have you been?
Do you know what? I'm unwell. I'm unwell, and I've spent most of the week just kind of like going to work, working as much as I can, napping, and then trying to make up the hours. So that's been my week in general, or being disappointed by football. So
surely you're not disappointed by football.
Well, I mean, I've come to expect it, but I feel like
surely
I didn't expect
Spurs
to win. But
they managed. Were wearing the City shirt yesterday.
Now, I'm kind of annoyed that people were focusing more on hurting Arsenal than they were on our own success. Yeah. It's just annoying. Like, yeah, okay, our defeat had a slither of positivity in it, but don't really care about them. I wanted us to try and get in the Champions League, against all the odds and all of that. And, just too many mugs, Pab. Too many mugs, which is exactly what I said when I went in my kitchen.
Oh, right, yes. Yes, I was going to say, I mean, imagine by the time we record this next week, I might be in the same boat as you, just being disappointed at football.
Are you going to Wembley?
No.
Oh, you coward. Come on. No. Mr. Sheepdog was all geared up for us to go. I mean, I was, if I'm really honest, I was already trying to figure out a way not to go. Basically, I don't know if I said after the other Peterborough game, did I talk about the flooding toilets there and how grim it was?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I feel like I did talk about it, but if I didn't, basically, I went to go to the toilet during the game. Person in the stall next to me, I don't know, I mean, I was in there a little while myself, but they flooded the place. They flushed the toilet, and I...
Oh, no.
It's a good job I have cat-like reflexes. I mean, I should be like a sheep cat at this point. I basically avoided a tsunami and just went down the other end of the cubicles. I just left my cubicle, watched the water flood out of it, and went into one further down that was slightly uphill, it seemed, because the water didn't come that way. And at the end of the game, when I nipped in there for a quick waz, there was just water everywhere. The people cleaning up in there did not seem impressed. It wasn't me. It was the stall next to me. I dodged all of that. I was very like, oh, God. You just get a sense of I'm in danger. That's basically how it was. I feel like I should have spoken about this at the time. Maybe I was too busy speaking about the guy kissing me on the head after that game.
You did mention that, yes. Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
It was an ordeal. So basically, I kind of just thought, you know what? I don't want to go all the way down there, get kissed by a stranger again, almost have to swim through somebody's poo. Yeah, it's just not worth it. I mean, Peterborough are a great team. I want to see them do well. I wish them well, but I don't really care that much, if I'm honest. The whole sport does weird in.
The thing is for me is that I'm going to be proved wrong at this by the time this comes out. But I spoke to my dad about it yesterday and he said they've not even put the tickets on general sale yet. They're still only on like season ticket holders and like club members or whatever it is, or the, you know what I mean. So I couldn't even get him if I tried at this point. And
I feel like when they go on general sale, you need to get... It's an excuse to go down to London, isn't it? You love London.
Not when I'm... What is it? 2 days notice now at this point. I'm not... No, we're not doing that.
Thought you were bolting through and through, Pabby. Very disappointing.
I'm very much a fair weather fan these days. I just follow the results and what have you and just laugh when we beat Peterborough, and that's about it.
I'm at the point where I'm genuinely tracking whether... So I was reading articles about how scientists are looking at ways to remove memories from people to help them cure trauma. And I'm there wondering whether that can remove my love for Spurs from my brain and make it feel like I never actually ever liked them. Obviously, I'm not expected to be front of the queue with that. I'll let the people who need it a bit more than me go first. But the moment that it's... not unreasonable to ask for that, I'm going to say, look, come on, just hook it out of my brain, cure me. I don't want to follow this anymore. It's just horrible. I don't even the good stuff's not that good. Yeah, I thought, you know, I'm pleased that they're finding ways that aren't just a drill to the brain, if I'm honest, Pab, because I thought that's what it was going to require. I was thinking bang to the head, drill to the brain, one of those things will get me there. But it sounds like they've got a new way of, I don't know what they do, fishing rod, I don't know, coat hanger in the ear. I don't really know how they do it, but they remove the thoughts. It's apparently a thing they can do. They can track it. You just think, you know, they'll be playing. Oh, when the Spurs go marching in, and my brain will start doing its little waves or whatever that it's doing, and it's in there when they're scanning it, and then they'll just press a button, and then that'll all just fizzle away, and then I'll be like, what am I doing here? What's going on? I've got to go home and watch the Formula One. And I become one of those annoying people that's really into F1 instead. Yeah. Oh, cricket. No, if I end up liking cricket, you need to take it back in there.
You got to do it again.
And if I can't have it done twice, use the drill pad.
Then he's on to crow green balls.
Oh, look, I'll just keep going back until they are certain that I have got no interest in sport or any kind of team-based stuff or athletics or singles, any of it. None of it. Just don't make me do any of it. I don't want to follow anyone else
until you become an Arsenal fan.
Could you imagine? I mean, that's what'll happen, wouldn't it? I'll have it all erased, and then Kev will be like, come check out this new team you've never heard of, and it'll just convince me that you know, you've always said you're interested in these, you've just forgotten. Oh god, I don't think my dad will let me do that. Although he'd probably be joining me in the queue. I reckon most of the people I know would be joining me in the queue to have that erased. I feel like we're all just at a point now. The whole country got to feel what it was like to be a Spurs fan yesterday and be let down. Every Arsenal fan, every non-City fan got to feel what it was like to follow Spurs and want them to win and just have them not. Very fun. But yeah, I mean, it's weird that this is the episode about Kev and we're talking more about football than ever.
Football podcast all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden. I mean, we tried that years ago. It didn't go well. I wrecked it by being very aggressive all the time. I've mellowed a lot since then. But yeah, it did turn into a big argument between me and Angry John about Man City, funnily enough. I don't even know if we released that. I feel like...
I don't maybe remember we just, any of this.
Yeah, I think maybe we just listened to it back and thought, it's just me and John ranting about football. Yeah, it's a shame that. God, we spent like half a day trying to put together a show that would work. back when we were trying new things and trying to figure stuff out. But yeah, that's other than that for my week, I am just I've had a guy come around and do a what's it called? What are those bloody smart meter things? So now I'm constantly looking at how much electricity I'm using.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. That'll drive me nuts. That's what'll ruin you, because you'll just be like going, Hey, Mooch, turn that light off. Turn that off. Yeah, and you're suddenly watching the meters go up and down.
I said to my daughter, I was like, we're currently on like 9p an hour at the moment. You need to turn some bits off. We're on 7p before you got home. But I was telling my wife that earlier on it was at 2p an hour and I was like, I need to stop. I can't be. She came in and I just randomly mentioned it. And I thought, no, that is the last time I'm doing that. I'm not doing that again. That's outrageous. I do not want to become that kind of person.
Wait till you get to winter and you just sat there in a big fleece and a blanket over you going, it's 2p an hour though.
To be fair, I'm already like, do not put the heating on. It is not cold enough for the heating, that kind of thing. As long as the house, even when it's like cold, I'm like, look, 19 degrees is all we need. We don't need to be going for 30 in the bloody winter. Come on. I die if it goes above 19. I'm not able to cope with that kind of heat. But yeah, I mean, I don't really want to know how much the heating ends up costing us when the winter gets here. At the moment, I'm kind of just like, you know, I put the kettle on and it was telling me it was nearly £1, but I realised it was only for those like 10 seconds or whatever that it was boiling for.
The kettle's like one of the big things that proper ramps up your bill.
I felt, well, when it popped up, I was like, oh, dear Lord. And then I'm not ashamed to admit, I Googled it. I was like, is it really costing me that much to put it on? And it was just like, no, it costs like whatever the amount of time you used it for was. But if I just held down that boil button for an entire hour, it would have cost me that much. So it does make me think, if I ever want to bankrupt someone, I could just take a load of kettles to their house, plug them all in and hold them down. And I feel like that would just do the job. I'm surprised people don't do more sabotage like that. I mean, it just feels like...
You just let a kettle just constantly boil it, boil over and it'd like pop, wouldn't it?
I mean, I could just keep refilling it with cold water, Pab. You know, it's not beyond my means.
You'd be spinning a lot of plates, like just trying to keep the button down, running to get the tap going, and keep filling it back up again. And you're doing a lot of.
I'll tell you what, Pab. Like, if we're talking 10 kettles here, I just get a watering can. I just walk around, fill them all up, chuck the boiling water out, fill them all up again. Easy peasy.
Oh, I see. So you're recycling the water. I see. Okay.
Yeah. I could put that boiling water in a bath, let it cool down.
There you go, see.
Fill the watering can.
Everyone's having a bath then. You can run like a bath house. You can just have all the street in. Just constantly filling the bath up.
This is my elaborate plan to slowly bring down the entire hotel industry in the UK, is what I was thinking, actually. Just start with one and work my way through them all, just bankrupting them all. They'll be like, why is our electricity bill so high? And this is how I convince them all to go green. I'm going to become like the best eco-terrorist in the world.
Goodness.
I was like, he's been very quiet.
I was coughing. I was muting myself because I was coughing. And
I was like, hello?
couldn't get words out quick enough.
I was waiting for you to be like, we got him, arrest him. My chair just turns into a police officer, drags me out the door, handcuffs. They've been waiting for me to confess all along that I'm basically the bald, middle-aged version of Greta Thunberg.
Sounds about right, yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it put us in a room together. You'd be able to tell us apart.
Yeah, not by much.
I don't know why, speaking of her, but Eurovision was at the weekend. Did you watch it?
No, I never watched that crap.
You don't watch Eurovision? I mean, it was pretty bad this year, Pav.
It's just dross, but...
I said to someone, it'll be a bunch of funny songs, a bunch of songs that are so bad they're good, some songs that will be so bad they're funny, a really rubbish French song where they just try too hard and it's all in French and no one knows what they're saying and they just try really hard. And then a couple of good ones that end up winning it because they're alternative. And that was essentially what happened. It was pretty boring other than that. It's probably the worst one in a long time, I felt. It was just a bit,
It's like we could have the best song in the world and we still do rubbish because it's all politically based and... Everyone's still got a strop.
I don't know. We came second a couple of years back.
Yeah, but that's because we came second to Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, we would have won it if Ukraine hadn't been at war.
I'm not up against them, but it's not a song contest anymore, then, is it? It's a political contest about where we who we should be supporting right now, rather than who had the best song. It's not.
I think people were just kind of like, let's be nice to them because they're having a hard time, you know?
Right, but it's not a song contest, is it? They were awful.
You won't be saying that when we had Brexit. You win it.
when we had Brexit, and then literally everyone just went, nah, not, nah, mate, you're not covering it. And just bottom and no points for anything. You're like, yeah, well, I mean,
we did put in rubbish songs those years. Well, I mean, years. Even if this the song's year was the bad, first time we have a good one.
But like I say, even if we had the best song in the world, we still, it's all political, and it's who was chummy with, and it's all, everyone sticks together and all this sort of nonsense. And
it's the Latvians I feel sorry for, Pat, because they do generally put in good songs, like We Are the Winners of Eurovision and stuff like that.
I saw one about, it was like a Windows 95 fella or something.
Yeah, with weird nudity in it.
Yeah, that he was doing like an Austin Powers thing, wasn't he, where he would just get running across the stage and he's, and there's like stuff strategically placed in front of him so he can't see anything.
Yeah, that was they did all right. They did, Finland usually take it serious. Finland take it in the spirit it's intended. They just come on and go a bit
mad. That's what it should
be. I like Finland. This is why I like watching it as well, because it lets you know which nations are actually quite cool and which ones are France.
France a bit of tryhard.
They just turn up and they're like, bonjour, la, 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 very serious song. I can't think of any more French words. And it's like, yeah, cheers, France. Off you pop. Next. And then Finland walk out and they're all dressed in rubber and screaming their heads off and whatever. Sure. Ireland turned up with like a pagan witch just screaming and being all like, yeah. But yeah, France will just do this really desperate song about like something depressing. And you're like, oh, come on. Come on, lads. Like, you're the home of the baguette. Give us a song about baguettes. Everyone would love it.
Mm.
I mean, that's our music roundup. We've done music and sport. What else we got?
I don't know. Oh, did you see the lights at the weekend?
Oh, I did. I love the fact that Kev especially was devastated that he'd spent all that time, effort, and money to go and see them. Only he says he spent what, $4,000 on his cruise to see the Northern
Something
Lights,
like
only for them to appear in the UK while he was out of the country. I mean, I don't even think I spent £500 to go to Norway and do all the things I did.
Yeah, but
like,
it's
out
a cruise,
there, I spent that much on a beer.
You pay for like the experience. It's like cruise is expensive. And
not to sound
on,
like competitive, but I reckon my experience is probably on par, if not, you know, I went on a boat, I saw whales and stuff.
Oh yeah, but this is a cruise, you dog. It's like an all inclusive resort on the water. So
he didn't get to experience Norwegian homes though, that all smell like wet. Well, not all, the two I went in smelled like wet dog, and the mattresses had brown stains on them underneath the sheets. But other than that, I mean, yeah, it was interesting being in Norwegian homes because they have to be built a bit different because there's snow everywhere.
I shall ask my Norwegian friend about his home when I next time I speak
just,
to him.
I mean, if you're listening and you're from Norway, does your house smell of wet dog, or did the man we were renting from just let a dog in while we weren't there?
Yeah, slept on your bed.
I mean, there was a door that was locked and I said to my mates, if we broke that open now, I guarantee you there's a bloody dog in there. And every time we leave, he runs out and shakes himself about a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that's travel.
So you did actually see it then?
Yeah. It was funny because I went out in the garden, had a quick look, and then I messaged my wife because she'd just gone to bed and she didn't respond. So I went up, and before I went to tell her, I nipped in Ollie's room because he was usually awake, and I was like, Ollie, are you awake? And he just didn't respond. And I stood there a sec, giving him a chance, and he just didn't respond. So I went and told Mrs. Sheepdog, and we were going downstairs. They had Ollie like leap out of bed and run after us. And it turned out he thought I was just testing him. He thought I was just coming in to check he'd gone to bed. So we all stood in the garden, just took photos, and yeah, it was lovely. Nice. It was, you know, I got some really pink pictures, like really rainbowy pink kind of photos from it. It was interesting. It was interesting seeing how many people didn't realise you needed to look through a camera to see it properly. Like my mum and dad were like, we looked out the window, didn't see anything. My neighbours down the road are telling us they saw everything. And we're like, yeah, you're supposed to have your camera out. You're supposed to look through your phone. You know, it's only if you squint at the sky, you're sort of, you will. I mean, that's what it was like. When we first went out around, we were hunting the lights. The guy kept saying to us, oh yeah, it's purple over there and it's green over there. And we're looking at the sky going, I guess. Maybe, sort of. And after 2 hours, I think we were really coping. We were just kind of like, it's been fun. You know, we were exploring in the dark. Just, you know, I've got a few decent pictures of stars and stuff. And then we started seeing some sort of hazy white light in the sky. And from there, it all went nuts. And I was saying to people, like, the guy who guided us, I don't know if I told you on the podcast, but the guy who was driving us around all that time just started screaming and hollering and shouting, "I love you," at the sky. And it was just a bit bizarre at that point. Like, I've got all these really surreal memories of him just losing his mind because the sky became so weird. I get why people believe in creatures and aliens and religion and stuff, where they've just decided, they've looked up, they've seen a freaking bird appear in the sky and fly around made out of light and then disappear and turn into something else. I've got all these photos of the lights dancing around, but you could see that with your eyes. And I'm like, yeah, I definitely see why people made up these like giant phoenixes mm-hmm. and whatever else they've made up, you know, over time, because it was properly surreal. And I understand why the guy was shrieking "I love you" at the sky, because it was just mad. It was my memories of that are quite like, I'm watching it in awe and then think I should probably film some of this to show people. The guy's shrieking his head off, my mates are all just doing their thing, and another mate's just standing next to me getting really upset because his phone doesn't have night mode on it. And he's not even looking at it. He's just ranting at his phone for not having night mode. And I've spent like the whole day telling him he needs to just update his Android because he's on an old version of Android. And he keeps just lecturing me, going, "That's not going to add hardware to the phone, is it?" And I'm like, "No, just update it. It's software. It doesn't."
I don't know. It depends how old the phone is.
But... Well, I'd researched it for him.
Oh right.
He tried to buy a phone in Norway for like 1,000 crowns or something stupid right. like that. Because basically they told him not to buy it because it was a stupid waste of money. It was like, "Mate, what are you doing? Just update your damn phone." But he was just, he never got good pictures. It's his own fault. I want us to get that version of Northern Lights. I feel like if we could get that down here, I don't think it's really possible with the amount of sort of, it would need to be a very big flare. But that's where it gets super, that's why it's worth going to somewhere darker and more northern, because you see some proper insane stuff. But did you get good pictures?
No, I went to bed.
Oh, Pabby, this was the thing as well.
I remembered it. I heard it like tea time-ish on the news or whatever. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll be. First time on a Friday night, I was like, there's not a lot going on. I'm just going to bed. Just went to bed. I was probably
the amount of people
11.
I messaged, I was just like, go outside, pick up your phone, point it at the sky. Yeah, you know, my mother-in-law.
I did it the day after.
I didn't see it the day after.
I took a picture in the night sky, but it was cloudy, but it was slightly pinky-ish, pinky purpley-ish. You know what I mean? It's like a slight fade. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, maybe if you looked hard enough at it, it is slightly different colour. But I mean, that could just be the night mode doing that as well. To be fair, I don't know, but yeah, I missed it all.
I had mine on like a 30-second countdown thing pointing at the sky doing its like exposure, and some of them looked amazing. I mean, they all had my bloody house in them because I couldn't angle it properly. It's like laying on the floor in the dark trying to get it right, but I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, no, that was fun though. I'm glad that happened because I wasn't going to take my kids to Norway.
No, no.
Now I know they've seen it. I ain't dragging them out there. Now I just need a whale to swim down the River Neen and swim through deep in, and I'll really start to regret travelling all the way out there. But I feel like if a whale swims past Leicester, Kev will be fuming, wouldn't he?
I mean, I think you'd be lucky to get a seal swimming down there, let alone a whale.
See, I keep... have you ever... So I said something the other day, they never heard of this. There's a place I went to, I think I did tell you at the time, there's a place in Norfolk where you can just rock up between like October and January, and all the seals are there, hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And I feel like no one I've spoken to, other than you just now, is aware of it. And I'm like, that's mad. But a seal would be in Leicester. I mean, they're abundant. They're everywhere. They're 10 a penny. You can't move for seals in Leicester,
seals.
I reckon.
I don't think seals tend to hang by the coast. You might get an otter. Not really a seal. You're not going to get a seal in Leicester. It's kind of landlocked. It's not really.
We'll see. I don't even know if they have a river, to be honest. I'm just... Tell you what, Pab, I'm just riffing, if I'm honest with you.
Well, you better look busy because the boss is watching. see Kev keep chiming in into Discord every now and again on his phone.
Just online, yeah.
Just checking to make sure we're here doing something, you see.
The moment I said I weren't feeling well earlier, I was like, he's going to be there criticising me, having a little whinge.
He's saying that till next week when he gets back.
Yeah, I said to Pab pre-show that I was going for a little nap because I didn't feel well, and I thought Kev's. I'll wake up and Kev will be just there being like, you better record an episode, you lazy toe rag. I know he's not here this week, and to be honest, I don't care what he thinks. But yeah, no, I didn't want to miss it. I have actually played a new game this week. I said last week I was going to play Ayuden Chronicles 100 Heroes, and I bloody well did, Pab. I bloody well did.
Did you? Okay, good.
I don't know how I feel, because there's nothing wrong with it. There's genuinely, you know, it's fine. Like, it's a JRPG game. They've done a weird thing of making the background all like, I mean, this is like the, they released a little kind of game called, it was Ayuden Chronicles something that they released on the Xbox on Game Pass. It was like a precursor to this. It was meant to be a bit of a, here is the world, here is the lore. And then the idea was you then play the RPG when it comes out. I was a bit by the fact that they'd made this kind of fancy looking 3D backgrounds and then put these like pixelated 2D characters over it. It's a decision. It's a, you know, creative style decision.
That's the new hotness, Sheepdog. That's the 3D 2D thing, whatever it is, isn't it? That's what they use for the Octopath Traveler games and the Live Alive and the other ones that they. The Bravely Default or something like that, and the Triangle game, whatever game that was. The people will know what I'm on about, but yeah, that's a new thing. I think it's called 3D, 2D 3D or something like that, whatever they do. Yeah, so it's like 2D pixels on like a 3D background, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, sort of. I don't know. This just feels like it's gone a bit too pixel. I don't know. It's not terrible, but it's like I can't ignore it. Maybe I'll get used to it, but I just feel like I'm looking at it and I'm like, God damn. In a world where games are trying to... I mean, they don't need to look good. I'm not saying they do, but I just feel like the two things jar for me a little bit. Maybe I get used to it. But going into more detail about the game, I was trying to explain this to Ollie, and I thought this is probably good because it means I could be more concise talking about it on the show. But... I've talked about it before that there was an older series called Suikoden. They've actually remastered Suikoden 1, and I think Suikoden 2 is coming out later this year, remastered as well. And those are massively classic RPG games that everyone should play. They're fantastic. The people that made them, I think there were six of them in the end, and they didn't really get... The first few got released over here, and then the rest were more in Japan. And it was just handled a bit poorly. And the people that made that series were like, we want to make a proper, you know, vision of our game, and we want to have a crack at it. So they made Ayuden Chronicles, and the idea was meant to be that it was basically Suikoden in everything but name. And their whole thing they always did was you had sort of a character who was part of an overall big kind of national war. There's lots of different characters, you know, involved in that. It's like a realistic kind of scenario of you're not just five people who go from A to B and end up taking down the whole of civilization because you've had a fight with a god or something. It's like you're sent on an errand, and along the way you're getting more and more involved in all of this, and people you're meeting along the way end up kind of joining you in your battle, and your powers, your team, your group, your army grow along with you. And so you can either just play the mainline story and go from A to B, and you might end up with like 40 different characters kind of on your side working with you along the way at the bare minimum to complete the game. But if you play it properly and almost like a Pokemon element to it, and you go out of your way to find different characters and do the things you need to do to get them to come and join you, you can build a much more beefy army, it depends on different games are different things. Some it was just a castle and you were just building up your castle. Some it was more like an army or a nation even. And the idea is that in this one, I mean, it's called 100 Heroes, so I'm assuming the number is 100, but it was always 108 in the Suikoden games. You can just have it that you meet a guy and it's like, oh, if you help me do this, I'll join you. And then it's like you end up spending the next 2 hours doing this side mission where you're trying to break into something and steal something or whatever. Someone else, you might just bump into them and they go, oh, you guys seem cool, I'll join you. You can have enemies that you might end up defeating in battle, and then if you decide the right kind of dialogue, you might decide to not kill them, or yeah, it might flip you a bit. You might decide, I'm going to kill you, and then something happens and end up following you, whatever it is. Yeah, the way you play the game really impacts who you get and how you get them. There was in one of the original games, there was even a character where they had to fight another character and odds are they would die unless you happened to have gone and bought the right armor and swords along the way to get their stats over a certain point, or just were really good at the game and could win that battle one-on-one. So it's got all these kind of clever ways to kind of change the fate of different characters if you're just good at the game, if you think ahead, if you plan things, if you know what you're doing. I was panicking because I don't think this was in one of the other games, but I always remember it from Final Fantasy that there was a guy that would count how many times you ran away from battle, and if you'd never ran away from battle, he'd give you a good item. And I accidentally hit flee on like the 10th battle I did on this game, and I said to Ollie, I'm just going to Google whether there's anybody who will only join me if I don't run away from battle, because if I've just ruined that, I'm going to start again, you know. I don't want to meet someone and they go, I'm not joining a coward, you've ran away from battle. But yeah. The cleverer you are when you play it, the more characters you'll get. I'm assuming there's... I don't know if this is fact, but I've assumed that anyone with a name is probably a hireable character, because walking around, there was like Soldier 1, Soldier, whatever. And then there were just like a random cat with a name, whereas other ones were just cats. And there was a raccoon with a name. And I thought... I remember you could hire squirrels into your team at one point in one of the games. So I wouldn't be surprised if the cat and the raccoon and I think there was a hamster. I reckon they'll probably end up joining me later. I'll let you know. Part of me's not sure if I'm going to have the energy to play another long reading RPG. It does have voice in it, you know, but when they're talking and that between them, I was quite surprised that everything's voiced. But especially after saying that that wouldn't be possible in a Pokemon game, and I'm looking at this like... Hmm. But... yeah, everything's voiced in it, and that was a surprise. It's a bit annoying because I said to Ollie that, for example, there's a character that just goes, he's like, that was barely even exercise. And he says it at the end of every battle, and I'm like, right, he's leaving my team. I can't have him just saying that every time I do a battle. Game companies, I thought, were getting past that. I thought they were realizing that no one wants to hear the same phrase be said 1,000 times, but this game is definitely...
No, that's still very much a thing, Sheepdog.
I hate it. I feel like they should all give you the option to disable anything like that.
You should not play Dragon's Dogma 2 then. My word. The amount of times I've been told about a ladder. There's a ladder over there, Master. You know what ladders are for? And everyone chimes in and goes, that's for getting places. Oh, yes, I know. You showed me the first time we've been in this town. We live here now. We don't need to show me tell me there's a ladder there every single time we walk
it's
past
it. It's so grim, isn't it? I feel like there should just be an option to say disable this line of dialogue forevermore.
You said it once, right? And you can say it again in 6 hours' time, maybe, at most. You don't need to say it every time I pass that ladder or every time I wander around here. Yeah, I know what you mean.
To be fair, I was saying I thought games didn't do that, but that actually kept happening in Final Fantasy. There was a guy that'd be like, get your orbs here, something like that, every time I walked past him, and that was really irritating.
I mean, that's a street vendor. He's selling. He wants you to buy some, so he's obviously...
I know, but...
Never been to a market before, Sheepdog.
They're all shouting about half a pound of strawberries where I grew up. You know how it is.
Exactly, so...
Don't you have that voice everywhere? Is that how they sold strawberries where you lived?
Yeah, but it's like black pudding up here.
But would they go like, oh, for a pair of strawberries? Or would they have like a different way of saying it? That's what I'm saying. Like, I've only ever heard fruit be sold by people. Like, I mean, it's either just mountains of it in a supermarket, or it's some wide boy shouting, oh, for a pair, you know, just like that, out the side of his mouth. And unless the same fruit seller followed me around everywhere I've ever lived, like in the South, they all sound like that. It's like they go to elocution lessons and they're not allowed to sell fruit until they've... learn to say right.
Cabbies have got to do the knowledge. You've got to learn how to shout half a pound of strawberries, whatever it is.
I don't even know how many strawberries that would be, if I'm honest. I should have kept shouting it
in pounds. They're normally like in like a bushel. What's like a...
I'm not going to lie, Pam, I don't like strawberries. I don't care for them.
Do you not? Is that why you...
It miffs me that strawberry-flavoured sweets act like strawberries are these sacred, juicy, sweet things, and every strawberry I've ever had has been, like, just horrifically bitter. It's all a lie, Pab, from Big Strawberry.
I don't mind a strawberry, but you're right. Strawberry's not in my... it's not my go-to fruit, I have to say.
I would say, like, if I was putting them on a spectrum of fruits, they'd be nearer lemons than they would be bananas. See, I don't know why I went with banana as the sweetest fruit.
I'm an apple man. So I like.
Yeah, I know.
Apple.
I've seen your phone.
No, that's the opposite. Actually, that's quite ironic that I don't have an Apple phone. But I very much enjoy an apple, and a banana would be down the list because I just don't like bananas that much.
Outrageous! What, Tab, what have we become? We're talking
know,
about
we're
fruit
just,
now.
We're fruit ranking.
Kev's speaking
be
of fruit,
annoyed with us. Anyway, go
speaking
on.
Of fruit, no, I've been playing the arse out of Suica game all week as well. I genuinely have got worse at this game. When I first played it, my mates were all like, "Wow, 2,500 on your first go, that's incredible." I can't. I get to 2,000 now and I get a nosebleed. It just doesn't work. I can't do it. It's ridiculous. So I don't know what's going on there, but I need to fix that. And yeah, I've been playing it like crazy. I've also what have I been playing? Your noise threw me then. I've been playing more of the old Pokemon Snap. I know I spoke about that last week, but I've been playing that with Ben, and it's he's loving it still. I'm loving it. We're quite good at that. We make a very good duo of Pokemon photographers. I feel like he and I should probably ditch work and school and just become wedding photographers because we're pretty good at it. Good at capturing a shot. Yeah, that's been fun. I've given up on DC supervillains because it was just bugging out constantly. Like it was doing.
No, it's not right at itself.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I don't know whether it's just our save or what, but when he plays it on its own, it works. When he plays it with me, it doesn't. I mean, it's a bit of a blessing if I'm honest, because it's.
It's not going to work if I play you. I'll just have to watch you.
Yeah, this is it. And I've been trying to. So like, you know me. I'm always playing Pokemon Go. Obsessed with that. They've been a bit weird lately. They've got an event coming out that looks pretty good. They're adding in what is it? They're bringing Necrozma out soon, and they're bringing out some raids soon that look pretty good. But it's just had an update today. They forced, and I don't know whether that's for this new event they're doing or what. But people who are listening to this, what day is it? It's 15th. So the 19th, there's a community day. So that'll be good. I think
Sunday
it hasn't been it yet. Yeah.
Okay. What's happening in the community day?
Well, it'll be I think it's a new Pokemon that isn't in the game yet. It's getting its own community. I'm just trying to figure out what
does that mean. It's going to be shinies.
Bounce sweet. Yeah, so it's like a little apple Pokemon that evolves into two other Pokemon. It says it'll be 2-time candy for catching, quarter egg distance for hatching, and 2-time chance for trainers level 31 and up to receive XL candy. So yeah, I'll just be 2-5 on Sunday. Something for me to do. If anyone else is playing in that time, invite me to raids and stuff, and I'll invite you to them too. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I feel like the game's been going up and down lately. I don't know if you saw they made everyone do new avatars, and they're ugly as hell, and they do not work.
But do I do this? I've not seen that. I mean, I don't play it for long, but I don't.
Yeah, no. Basically, you don't have the avatar you got at day one in 2016 anymore. You have like this new version, and you can make them bigger and smaller. And I tried to make mine true to life weight, and it just looked ridiculous. So I've just gone for like a smaller.
I mean, how do I see that now?
Bottom left corner. I don't know what more.
But how do I see you?
Oh right, on friend list,
And then it'll show you your new avatar.
Yeah, mine doesn't look that different because I ended up trying to undo everything I'd done, but the skin looks the wrong sort of. None of it looks like skin. They all just look weird. I mean, it actually bothers me because some people I know have somehow just managed to make themselves identical in the game, and you're like, bloody hell, they've just cloned themselves in the game. Whereas most people, it's just impossible. But yeah, I don't know why they did that. They've also forced it that if you want to get your Pokemon out of the ball, you have to go in AR mode now, which means I'm always far too close because I don't ever seem to be able to get one out in space.
Is that what it is now? Because I thought this the other day, it was like there was a quest to get some sort of hearts with your buddy or whatever it was. So I was like, okay, I'll get him out and then I'll pet him or what have you. I was like, I don't know where he is. Why yeah, is my camera on? Like, I'm only in AR off mode.
It forces
like,
it now. It's rubbish.
Is it really? And I couldn't figure out where he was. I was like, well, where is he then? And then I had to look it, like, figure it out. Like,
Yeah, you have to like tap the floor and then he appears where the footprints are. Oh, yeah, so I don't get why they...
And then I can't walk with him because he just stays in place. He doesn't come with me. So I'm just stuck in one position while I'll do this while I'm walking around somewhere. And then
I feel like someone there just likes the stuff and forces it into the game. And you're like, what are you doing? No. But yeah, I mean, that's my my week in general. Mainly the Iodun Chronicles is the main new thing I played. But and just to let people know, remind on that, it's on Game Pass. So
That's good.
Yeah, grab it on that. Part of me feels like it'd be better on Switch. Maybe it's on Switch. I haven't checked, to be honest. It's probably my job to do that, really, isn't it? But I feel like that would probably have made me feel less bothered about the 2.5 thing, you know, it's got going on the Pixel and the 3D backgrounds. I'm just trying to see if it is on Switch now, because I think it's on Steam. It's on Steam as well.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, yeah, so it is on Switch. On Switch, PS5, PS4, Xbox One, Windows, Xbox Cloud Gaming. It's one player and all that. Anyway, if you need an RPG, it's one of those where just get it and play it on holiday. And that's my lot. Over to you, Pab. So, I said to Pab we weren't going to get an hour out of this week. We've talked to 40 minutes now.
You've done like 20 minutes more than you did last week, Sheepdog, when you left me at 20 minutes. You went, go on then, fill your boots. Okay, great.
Yeah. I played a new game this week, so something to talk about.
What have I played? I've played some more... I've played a little bit more Stellar Blade now at this point. I think last week I just got to the Great Desert or whatever it is, which is like the desert area of it's like stage 6, I want to say, maybe, of the world. And I've done most of it now, I want to say. I've been across most of that desert. It's not open world, but they're kind of like semi-open world. There's like big, there's like large maps, and like I say, this is like stage 6 of that. And I've just gone into where like the main quest of that world, because I've done like every side quest on available to me on that bit of the map. So I find it so hard to go. I don't know what it is about this game. I don't know what it is in that. I just find it really difficult to get the desire to want to play the game. But if I force myself to jump in, I will happily play it for like 2 or 3 hours. And like I say, doing all the side stuff. I'm just doing side stuff. That's all I've done this week, is just done the side quest stuff. And like I say, it's not that much realistically, but I've got to like the next main quest thing, and I have to, she puts me back into the Dead Space mode, which I'm not a massive fan of, because it turns it into like a Dead Space game, and you kind of go underground, and you don't have your sword anymore, and all you have is a gun. And I quite easily just rattle all the ammo off really quick, which is really annoying. So I need to keep buying ammo every time I get to like a checkpoint. There's like a vendor I can buy ammo from, so that's something at least. But I also have not done much with the actual gun upgrades. I mean, all my gun upgrades have gone into like the drone upgrades rather than the gun side of the drone. So it'll ping things, or it's got a better range on things, and it's got I think the biggest upgrade has like it'll ping when it hits, it finds a resource. I think it's the drink cans that you get, the collectibles. I think it'll ping now when I get near one. So that's something at least. But I've not really focused any points into the actual gun side of the drone. So I don't know. It's fine. Seems fine what it is. I'm still enjoying it. I've not looked at the actual trophy list yet, because I was like thinking maybe I could platinum this, and maybe I will. But I don't know what I thought that about Final Fantasy, and
Then you read it and you think, no.
Like, no, never mind. I like the game, but I don't like it that much. It's like when Horizon's like, you've got most already, just pretty much clean up what you've not done, then fine, I can do that. But when it's complete the game on this difficulty mode, or do this many different things and do all this, that and the other, it's like, nah, I'm not that bothered. So we'll see about Stellar Blade. I just find it really hard sometimes. I don't know if it's just because I'm just on the PlayStation and I just don't want to. I'd rather be sat at my desk at the PC. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether I want to be just sat.
Maybe you could run it through your PC and.
That's the thing. I tried that. I have tried that and I've run it through my capture card, through my old stream setup, onto my PC. But it starts to get a desync. So the audio starts desyncing after about 3 or 4 minutes and then it all just goes out of sync with each other. And then I turn OBS on and off and it's fine again for probably like 5 minutes maybe.
And do you not just use the Elgato software rather than OBS?
I don't have Elgato software. I don't have an Elgato. But,
right, okay. Well, whatever.
It's the same kind of thing. I don't know what it is.
I just figured maybe OBS had a delay, whereas
That's the thing, but it's fine. But it just like starts to drift after like 5 minutes, and I don't know what it is. It's fine initially, and I started playing it, and then it just kept doing it. I was like, I'm just not going to bother.
We need a clever listener to get in touch now. And
there's
tell
a reason
what
for it, and there will be a way to fix it. And as I say, the thing that annoys me is that, when you start it up and whatever, it's fine. It just after time it drifts, and there probably is someone who knows exactly what that problem is, and I don't know what it is because I've not used.
You'll be standing
OBS
on the wire.
Long.
You'll be standing on the HDMI lead by mistake, stopping it going down the pipe.
I don't know. Well, I couldn't get it working for a while. I think I tried it a couple of weeks ago to do this, and I couldn't get it working and realised they had the HDCP turned on the PlayStation. She could have sworn I wouldn't. I don't know why it would be on, but because I turned it off. I've streamed PlayStation games in the past on the PS5, and it was fine. So I'd have had to turn the HDCP off then at that point. Anyway, so I don't know how it's snuck back on. Stellar Blade, still a good game. I played a little bit more Helldivers. Helldivers is one of them games that's just like, you see someone going on it and you're like, yeah, go on then. I wasn't planning on playing Helldivers. You see someone else go on it and you're like, yeah, go on then. Go on, I'll have a quick game. So I'm back to doing the suicide runs, whatever it is, the suicidal difficulty. Which is fine. I find it, like I say, The game at that point isn't about killing the bugs, because we only really play bugs, but it's not about killing the bugs, it's just surviving the bugs. So you don't have to fight every fight, and if anything, if you come up against a fight, most of the time you just run. Unless you really have to, you just run, and you're just getting objectives, and you're just getting samples, and then you just... That's all you're doing, just running around, just staying alive long enough to get out again. So that's quite fun. There's a new war bond, which I think is like frost-based, I think I want to say, because the last one was fire-based, and this one is frost-based. So I've started working, I've unlocked that one, and started working my way through that. The first gun I got in there was Bobbin, so that was a write-off, but... I like some of the outfits because they're all like white, like snow camo kind of gear. So it's like interesting to see some different armor sets and what have you. So we'll see. We'll see how we get on with that one. I enjoyed the last warp on the firebase one because they have like an explosive rifle. That's the gun I've enjoyed the most. But it's been nerfed recently. Like most things, there was a massive patch a few weeks ago, and it like addressed like practically all the guns had tweaks to them. And the one I use got like the ammo capacity cut in half. Instead of like 12 magazines, they had 6 now.
Sounds like they'd make that. Why would they think that was a good thing to do to a game? Like, oh, we're gonna make it harder for you to use this.
Well, it's just like that, you know. I don't know, it's just what they do, like whether they find certain guns are overpowered or whatever, I don't know, but they did that, and then they made it, they did something else with it as well, and I can't remember what now. They did something else where I was like, this is just annoying now. I can't remember, did they make it slightly slower? I can't remember, but, it is what it is. I still enjoy using it, and like I say, whenever I see my friends, you know, someone will fire it up, and I'll go, Yeah, go on, I'll have a look. I'll have a go. I'll have a few games here. But then that turns into, like, on a suicidal mission run, just like three missions in like a grouped up. There's like a mission. It's got three chapters to it, and you've got to do each one. But if each one's like a 40-minute mission, it stacks up, and you do pretty much do most of that 40 minutes. In each time, you might get down to maybe 10 minutes at the most before you're extracting. More often than not, it's like 2 minutes if you're doing well. So yeah, Helldivers good. But the game that I've played a new game, Sheepdog. A Ooh. New game, and I've finished it. So it's
Ooh, okay.
It's not massive. One, yeah, hang on, I need a drink. Sorry. No.
Yeah, I was like, what do I do to fill that gap?
No, we're all right. So have you heard of a game called Indica?
I think someone I know is playing this. Let me check my
chat. I'm
going to
say, just look it up. Just open it up on whatever it is. And so Indica is...
for me, that just brought up... So for the listener, don't Google this on a work laptop, because it brought up a giant weed plant on my
phone.
Yes,
I was going to say, I think it's like a weed strain or something like that.
Yeah.
Rightly. It's all because I've heard many people refer to it as that as well. I was like, oh yeah, okay. But no, Indica is a nun. I don't even know what age it is. It's oldish times. I want to say probably early 1900s, maybe ish sort of time. You in Russia?
Yeah, 19th century Russia, it says.
Oh, there you go. There you go, see. 19th century
alternative
Russia.
Alternative as well. It's not like real Russia.
It's slightly
history.
Alternative. I want to say it feels mostly not like regulation sort of thing. It's normal. It's like you wouldn't notice any different, but there is just slightly different things about the game, which is weird. Like, one initially was like, I'm only saying this because it's like really early on, and you're like, you initially are like, geez, what's going on here? There's like you're in the convent and you're walking around, and then there's just this giant goat. There's just a goat there, and I'm like, what the hell? It's like it's just a giant goat, and it's being milked, and it's just like, oh, okay, so this is just a bit fantasy, it's fantastical sort of thing. I don't know. It's
well, we milk goats in the real world, Pab. What are you getting at?
Yeah, but the goat's 30 foot tall.
Oh, I mean, I don't know what old world stuff was like.
It's
vegetables
like,
were bigger then.
It's just like a massive barn, and it's just a goat in it. You can see the head sticking out of it and the back sticking out of it, and it's having a poop out the back.
I mean, that might have been how it was back then.
It's
you
a
don't
mass,
know.
Yeah, in the 1900s, yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, they might have eaten those giant cabbages and everything. That, you know. The thing is, I went to Spain last year with Kev, and tomatoes over there are huge. They look bigger than apples. I was shocked. So, I've never been to Russia. Their goats might be 30 feet tall.
They always say back in the old days, everyone was smaller, didn't they? Maybe it's just that all the animals were bigger.
Bit of both. Maybe the nun's like 3 foot tall. You're saying 30 foot tall, but she might have been a foot tall.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I don't know. But anyway, that's by the by. So this game is like, you're Indica and you're a nun and nobody likes you. Nobody likes you. Everyone in the nunnery hates you because you're a bit weird. And you're a bit weird because you have like an inner monologue in your head.
Hang on a minute. Kinda, I have an inner monologue in my head.
It's kind of like the Stanley Parable initially. I always thought it was like the Stanley Parable. Like how it'd say Stanley did this and then this and this and this. And you know what I mean? You'd have like a guy talking over you, like narrating you.
Yeah.
But it's an inner monologue because she can hear it. And it's sort of like her, it's not her conscience, but you know what I mean, it's her, because she's a nun, it's interpreted to her as the devil, because it's telling her, you know, to act on, you know, misbehave sort of thing, you know what I mean, like because she's so...
Just like a reverse Jiminy Cricket situation.
Little bit, yeah. Little bit, yeah. So she has this impulsive, like voice in her head that is telling her to do stuff. But she is, sent out on an errand to go and deliver a letter to another monastery or whatever it is. And so the journey begins, and you quickly become up with it in somebody who, I think, is a former soldier or something like that, or I think it's a prisoner, actually. I don't know. You find a prisoner, and he helps you initially. And he has a monologue in his head as well. You don't hear him because it's all through the perspective of Indica, but he has a monologue. He has someone talking to him, but he believes it to be God. So he has God in his head and Indica has the devil in her head talking to her. Thus the journey begins where he's trying to get to somewhere and she's trying to get to somewhere, and they kind of thrust together, you know, on this journey they're on. And it looks very realistic. It's very realistic looking graphics. Except for like the UI is like 8-bit, 8-16-bit. And the collect you collect coins, which is like I can't remember what it is now. It's like the coins represent like you have a skill tree, you level up your religion, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And the more like coins, faith, you mean? Or...
Yes, exactly, faith. So the more coins you get, the more faith you gain, and you can level up things. And the skill tree usually is like, you can get some more faith points now. You can get 10 now, or this other way on the tree, it'll give you a 1.2 multiplier whenever you get points. So you're like, oh, well, I always went for the multiplier. I always go for the multiplier. Don't get it up front. But that's all 8-bit. The coins you collect are like 16-bit like coins. It's really weird. And each chapter is like, they're not chapters, but it's like everything's like, every time I see like a particular like scene ends, it's kind of bookended or starts with a 16-bit-ish pixel graphics kind of like story. Of like, it's like Indica's memories, and when she was young, so then you're playing a game where it's like a 16-bit, there's sort of like a platforming bit, there's like a bit where there's some other different bits of it, but it's the game like goes from that, and then you're back into the world again, and then you're on your journey again, and going about your way. And there's certain parts of the game where you kind of just lose it. You kind of gets to a point where it gets too much for you. The moment gets too much for you in the game, and you break, and the world, like a big crack opens up in the world, and it all starts like lights up red, and then the devil like monologue in your head starts talking and just berating you, and you can suppress that by praying. There's a pray button.
You're like hammering triangle to pray harder.
No, it's left trigger. You hold the left trigger out, and she clutches at a rosary bead, and she starts praying, and it all goes back to normal.
Firing them out, bang, bang,
it all
bang,
goes
bang,
back
bang.
To normal. But then that mechanic is then works into the there's like sort of light platforming in the game. So there's like, say you stood on this ledge and then you let go of the trigger, the platform will move across to where you couldn't get to before. So you can get over to the other side of the room, and then you hold the trigger again and it all goes back to normal, and then suddenly you're across the other side of the room now because you've managed to get over there. So it uses it in interesting ways to... It's just very, very clever how it's done. There's a part right at the, like, near the beginning that I almost did a spit take as to what I saw. It was insane what I saw. It's absurd what I saw happen. And I don't know if I
more
want to say
more absurd than a giant. No, don't, because if it's more absurd than a giant goat, I feel
because the goat is just there. It doesn't reference the goat at all. It's just there. And it's just like that. That's the world. Yeah, what of it? But something happens at the start of the game that I could not believe happened, and it's just hilarious. It's so funny how it happens. And the thing happens.
Indica, yeah. So
Indica, and it's like what I want to say. I did it in. Let's have a look at Open Steam now. Steam's there. I did it in 4 hours. I finished that game in 4 hours. So it's not a massively long game. But I enjoyed every minute.
Weekend sorted. They could just spend this afternoon on that.
It's so good. I think it was like 18 quid, I think I got it for. I think it's just over 20, I think. I think I got it on, I think it's disc, I think it's 10% off for a certain amount of time. I don't know if it might have changed by this point, but yeah, it's so good, and it's coming to, it's only on PC right now, but it is coming to consoles in a few weeks, I've been told. I think I saw somewhere it's coming out on PS5 and Xbox in a few weeks' time.
Oh, nice.
So it is coming out over there. Keep an eye out, because you never know. Game Pass might, you know,
yeah,
sneak
I was just
in
thinking
sneak
it's sort
in
of one it might sneak
just,
on.
Just, it seems like one of them games that they might sneak in and get a crafty deal for it, you know, to get them onto Game Pass. I don't know. But it's well worth the money. It's so good. It's possibly one of the better games I've played this year.
Oh, nice. That's high praise again.
It's probably top four.
Cool.
It's top four, top five, probably, of the better games I've played this year to completion. It is a very good game. It's absurd, it's crazy, and it's a bit of a roller coaster as to what's going on. And yeah, like I say, I don't want to say too much, because it is one of them very story. It's a story kind of walk and talk sort of game. And it's interesting. It's just interesting and different. And just watch if anyone's interested, just have a look at the trailer, the trailer on Steam or whatever it is on YouTube, and you'll see. It's just kind of bonkers. It's absurd as to what goes on, and it's so fun. It's such a fun little game to play. But other than that, I think that is everything. Yeah, that is your lot for this week.
That was a solid hour, then, Pepper. Well done. We rounded it off. You're good at timekeeping. I'd have been looking at the timer forgetting entirely and talking for another 25 minutes if it was the other way around, I think. right, well, I mean, next week should be normal service. Kev and Anna have assured us they should be returning to the country. But if you want to keep tabs on that, you can follow us at MG UK Podcast, or you can talk to me at RB6K.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And I think that's everything. I don't think I say anything else other than have a good week.
Thanks for listening, folks. Bye-bye.